Hi, I'm Maury Zelkovich. I'm with Quantum Mind Power, Quantum Confidence, and the Maury Method, TMM. And I'd like to welcome you to part six of a six-part series and webinar on developing and improving one's self-esteem and self-confidence. The first thing we're going to do in this class is we're going to go over the test again. At the beginning of the course, I asked you all to fill out a form that Song had emailed you. If you looked at the page that had the previous recordings where Song gave you the sign-up for this particular class, there was a download link. If you don't have it, please go get it now. I'll give you a couple of seconds to do that. Hopefully you're all prepared. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to fill it out again. And what I'd like to do is I'm going to read the questions out loud. I'd like you all to answer them true or false. Now, this is a very important fact, okay? If you're not 100% sure on a true answer, you have to answer it false, okay? 90% isn't good enough. You have to be 100%. You have to be really sure, okay? And I'm going to give you guys another couple of seconds just to get it together. And then we're going to go through the self-esteem and confidence retest. And after that, I'm going to go through a whole bunch of things. Now, the last class, we went through a whole series of exercises that you can do to improve your self-esteem. I'm going to give you a little more structure tonight. And this will be probably one of the shortest classes out of all of them, because I've given you guys a lot to do and a lot to work on, and it's time to understand that action, no matter how small, no matter how seemingly insignificant, is actually what is going to be necessary for you guys to make the next step, to actually develop better self-confidence and better self-esteem. You see, inaction, to a large degree, has caused you the current state of having low self-esteem and low self-confidence. It is the whole point of action, whether you are listening to this teleconference live or whether you're listening to it on a recording, an MP3 download, or podcast, that is a degree of action. Following the protocols that I have taught you throughout this course and the little hints and suggestions that I've given for you to practice with also are very important actions that must be taken in order to change your self-confidence and self-esteem. So we're going to retake the test now, but I want you to know that if you haven't been practicing any of the exercises regularly that I've given you throughout this course, don't expect your grades to be all that different right now. However, I do ask that all of you retake this test on a monthly basis, assuming that you are actually taking action. And when I say taking action, I mean following some or all of the many suggestions and tricks and traits that we have suggested in this course and will suggest today that are designed to retrain you into being the confident and high self-esteem individual that you were born to be. All right? It's very important that we get you to step outside your zone of comfort. Because when you get right down to it, it doesn't make a lot of sense to consider yourself comfortable when you have low self-esteem or low confidence. So what we want you to do is to step into a true sense of comfort. And that true sense involves you with your natural state, which is feeling good about yourself, having high levels of self-confidence, and high levels of self-esteem. So, let's get started on the test. I'd like you all to pull out a pencil or a pen, or mark it down if you have it open on your computer. The first question, and again, please remember that if you can't answer true with certainty, you should answer false. I'm not interested in a bunch of you getting false positives. In other words, I don't want you all to score much better on this test if you haven't done your homework. Because that doesn't help you, and I'm not interested in me looking good by having 90% of you have better scores now than before. The point of doing the test before and after is to show you your changes in your perception and your levels of self-confidence and self-esteem. but I only want to do that for your sake, not for mine. So it's not important that I know that you're doing better. It's important that you know you're doing better. So let's get started on the test. Again, if you can't answer 100% true, then please answer false. First question, other people are not better off or more fortunate than I am. Other people are not better off or more fortunate than I am. Please answer that true or false, depending on your own personal beliefs at this moment in time. Okay, let's move on to the second question. I accept myself as I am and am happy with myself. So the second question, and these are all true or false, I accept myself as I am and am happy with myself. Third question. I enjoy socializing. Again, I enjoy socializing. Fourth question, I deserve love and respect. Number four, once again, I deserve love and respect. Okay, number five, I feel valued and needed. I feel valued and needed. Number six, I don't need others to tell me that I have done a good job. I don't need others to tell me I have done a good job. Number seven, being myself is important. That's being myself is important. Question number eight, I make friends easily. I make friends easily. Question number nine. I can accept criticism without feeling put down. I can accept criticism without feeling put down. Question number 10. I admit my mistakes openly. I admit my mistakes openly. Number 11. I never hide my true feelings. I never hide my true feelings. Question number 12. I always speak up for myself and put my views across. I always speak up for myself and put my views across. Number 13. I am a happy, carefree person. I am a happy, carefree person. Number 14. I don't worry what others think of my views. I don't worry what others think of my views. Number 15. I don't need others' approval to feel good. Again, I don't need others' approval to feel good. And the last question, number 16, I don't feel guilty about doing or saying what I want. I don't feel guilty about doing or saying what I want. Okay, what I'd like you all to do at this point is I would like you to count up just your true answers. Okay, count up how many out of 16 answers you gave that are true, or at least that you answered with the answer of true. Okay, now, we're going to go through the scoring system now. Now, once again, if you didn't improve from when you started this course, I want you to ask yourself a very important question. Did I practice at least some of the suggestions and lessons and exercises that were given to me during this course on a regular basis? Now, ideally, every day, but at least on a regular basis. So, if you scored 15 to 16 points, congratulations. You have an incredibly high level of self-esteem and self-confidence. 12 to 14 points, you're doing very well, but of course, there's room for improvement. 8 to 11 points, you're showing signs of low self-esteem, and in all likelihood, it's holding you back. Below 8 points, your self-esteem is quite low, and you need to do a lot of work to push yourself to practice much of what we have taught and talked about in this course in order to turn things around. The good news is, regardless of where you started or finished, you can improve and you can change it. This is why I would like you to retest yourself on a monthly basis as long as you're doing regular practice of the exercises and suggestions that we're giving for the sake of developing your self-esteem and your self-confidence. It's really, really important to practice the lessons and the ideas that we're giving you, because when you practice these things, you will find that your sense of self will change, and it will change for the better. I'm going to go through now, because some of you may not be able to motivate yourselves out of your rut, if you will, and you might need a little more hand-holding. So what I've done is I've come up with a very simple self-esteem and self-confidence action plan, if you will, that I'm going to read out to you. You don't have to write this down. I will send it to Song within the next 24 hours, and I will get him to email it to all of the people who have signed up for the self-esteem course, and all of you will get a copy, okay, of this action plan, which will allow you to organize yourself, if you will, and help you to get started, okay? But I'm going to read it through for you right now. The plan is going to have your name at the top and the date. It's very important to have your name. You're identifying yourself as someone who needs work. The date gives you a starting point. It gives you a baseline, if you will, somewhere to gauge yourself and judge yourself with from this point onward, okay? You're going to state your personal self-esteem goal. Why do you want to have high self-esteem? Why do you want to have self-confidence? What is your goal? Is your goal having high self-esteem and self-confidence? Is that your goal? Or do you actually have that as a goal for other reasons? Maybe you want to be more successful at work, at love, at play with your friends. Maybe you want to be more popular. Maybe you want to have more friends. Maybe you want your business to take off. Whatever your goal is for self-esteem, you're going to want to write down why you choose this goal. Why is it important to you? When we ask questions like this, we may find that the goal is part of the problem. If we realize that the reason why we choose our goals is to make others happy, then that's a sign right away that we're not looking or striving for the right things. You need to look and strive for what makes you happy, not what makes your mother happy or your father happy or your kids happy or your spouse happy. It has to be what makes you happy. You'll need to record and to think about what steps you're going to need to take in order to achieve these goals. Okay? I leave room for, I think, 4, but you could add many more. Very important, again, when we write things down and when we think things out, it gives us a much stronger picture of why, what, when, where, and how. Off the top of your head, everything might be spinning around, and it's too confusing and it's too complicated. But when you get it down on paper and you get everything nice and, you know, you dot your I's and you cross your T's, as they say, everything becomes much simpler to deal with. So this is why we're going to give you this action plan, all right? Very important that you do that. Now, you're also going to need to list the resources. For instance, items, people that you will need to accomplish your goal and to complete your steps. So we're methodically going through a process that will help you to change everything, and it'll make it nice and easy for you, and you'll figure it out. You'll tailor it for yourself. These questions are all designed. It's kind of like little lights going on, and eventually there will be enough lights going on that it will all make sense to you and it will all seem very simple. None of this is actually difficult, okay? It's just a matter of filling it out and then following it. It's really that simple. Okay, you're also going to want to record what some of the roadblocks, okay, are that you might come into contact with and that might make it difficult for you to reach your goals or even to contact or use your steps along the way. So again, you're going to want to write these down because you want to be prepared. When you're prepared, it's not as bad. When you expect something, you know what to expect. It's not a surprise. It doesn't catch you off guard, and you're much better prepared to deal with. You're going to want to ask yourself, how will you feel if you don't reach the goal? Now, keep in mind that this is a good question. It's a tough question, but it's also an important question. The real question is, are you planning on giving up? Because you're not going to give up. That's the whole point, okay? If you say, how do you feel about yourself if you don't reach this goal, and that is a question I'm going to put in on this form, okay? It's really asking you how committed you are to accomplishing this goal. In other words, if you hit roadblocks and things that block your way, they're blocking your way because you need to learn things before you proceed. Once you learn these things, you will inevitably reach your goal. You have to stick to it. You have to take these roadblocks as learning curves and lessons. And often, they will hold back the results for you just long enough for you to learn what you need to learn so that when you do achieve the goal, you actually do it in a much more effective and beneficial way for yourself. So remember that these things that may come to you and may seem like they're getting in your way are actually there to help you. The reason why you get delayed is because you need to know more before you proceed. If you had continued, you may not have been prepared for what came next. Everything is something to be grateful for. All right, so I'm giving you a little bit of a secret about that particular question. Now, the next question is, what will you do or how will you reward yourself? Or be rewarded by the action itself when you reach your goal. Now, that's an equally important question. When you go through everything you have to go through, there has to be a benefit for you. This benefit, what is the benefit? What is the point? You know, what does the brass ring represent for you when you reach out and grab it? As you go ahead and as you proceed, it's going to be important to take out this action plan, maybe print out a whole bunch of copies and edit it and add to it and change it all the time. This is not written in stone. As you proceed and as you change and as you learn new things, your understanding will change. And certain questions you may have, certain fears, certain roadblocks, now may actually represent completely different things in a month from now or 2 months from now. So you're going to need to understand that this is a fluid process. It's going to change. It's going to change shape. It's going to change intensity. It's going to change everything as you go along. This is what life is. Okay? Life will change all the time. And thankfully, it does that. Otherwise, we'd all be really, really bored. Now, the point of a course like this is that these changes are positive and growth-oriented. So this is essentially the action plan. It's not very long. It'll be maybe a page. You can print out as many copies as you need or want as you need or want them. And again, I will be sending this to Son after the class to include in the next email, which he will send out, which will include the download links to all of the classes previous to this one, including this one. So you will be able to download the entire course in MP3 format, as well as the questionnaire and the self-esteem or confidence action plan, which will help you to get motivated to move forward. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you some suggestions on what actually to do at this point to help you to move forward. But before I do, I want to remind everyone who is on the web right now that if you do have any questions or comments, please write them in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. Write them down as long as you like, as complicated or as detailed as you like, or as simple as you like. Asking questions, offering advice or help to others out there. I appreciate everybody's involvement and everybody's willingness to share their experiences with all of us. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on the web, and I'll be happy to read them. If there's something that you need read immediately, please put a whole bunch of stars or asterisks at the beginning, and I will see that as something urgent, and I will include it as soon as I can into the call. For those of you on the telephone, *2 will allow you to enter the call. It will put your hand up, as it were. I will see you, and I will bring you in on the call as soon as I can. If your question isn't something that can wait, then feel free to do it at any time. If it can wait till the end of the course, in this case, or the end of the class tonight, then please write down your question and hold it till the question and answer period, and I'll be happy to take questions and answers and comments at that time. Okay, so here, in a sense, is a self-confidence action plan that we can go through, okay, that I'm going to give you right now. You don't have to take notes because this is going to be a podcast, and we are going to be allowing anybody to download it who is registered for the course. If you want to take notes afterwards, it's much easier to pause and write than it is to try to listen and follow and write. So no need to write this down. Please just listen, sit back, enjoy, and we'll get right to it. So one of the first things you can do is to become aware. So what that means is you want to know who you are and what you want. A common statement in life is, or what I've been told at least, if you don't know where you're going, Maury, how will you know when you get there? This is maybe one of the neatest statements I've ever heard, because many of us are frustrated because we just don't know. You know, we think we know what we want. We never really pay any attention to it. We don't really write it down. We don't give it a lot of thought. we tend to have this, what we call a gut feeling for what it is. And when we think we get it and we're still not happy, it's aggravating. And it makes us impatient and it makes us think life stinks. But in reality, if you actually take the time to figure out who you are and where you're going, self-esteem and confidence action plan can certainly help you with that. The Course Solution that Song wrote can help you with that as well. As well as practicing many of the exercises that we've given you already in the course can all help you to identify who you really are and where you're going. And then you will be much better prepared and you'll have a much better idea when you actually get there. You'll be able to feel good about yourself. Everything about your life will take on a whole new fresh attitude. Much of how you feel has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with your impression or opinion of where you think you might be. Once you actually itemize these things, once you actually do the exercises, once you actually do the action plan, you will have a much better understanding of what you want out of life, out of what you truly want out of life. This in itself will make a world of difference to you. Just knowing will make a world of difference to you. You'll be able to consciously make an effort towards where you know you want to be instead of what you've been doing in all likelihood previously, which is what you think or where you think you'd like to be. Most of your poor self-esteem, most of your poor self-confidence grows from seeds you plant that you never really wanted to plant. But because you never took the time to get to know yourself or your wants or your desires, you planted them anyway because television said you wanted it. You know, I wanted that 60-inch TV. I wanted that beer. I wanted that cologne. I wanted that hairstyle. I wanted that lipstick. I wanted that eyeliner. I wanted that diet pill. I wanted that get-rich-quick scheme. I wanted that CD. I wanted that blah. I wanted that blah. I wanted that blah. These are all external. They have nothing to do with the true you. You get these external things, and they don't make you happy. The natural thing that we're taught is, well, if it doesn't make you happy, you find the next external thing, and eventually you get enough external things, you'll be happy. That old line, he who dies with the most toys wins. Well, you know what? In my opinion, he or she who dies happy wins. Even more importantly, he or she who lives happy is the ultimate winner. So, what we want is we want to look within. Now, I've kind of touched on this throughout the course. Looking without or outside of yourself for the answers will never, ever get you your true answer. You need to get the answer from within yourself. Only your heart knows what will make your heart happy. Advertising and marketing is designed to make you believe that products and services will make you happy. But in reality, your heart and your head and your gut knows what will make you happy. That's why we need to internalize, we need to look inside, we need to practice these self-esteem and confidence exercises and tricks and everything that resonates with us in order to develop the better sense of confidence and the better sense of self-esteem. Once that happens, we have a much clearer view of who we are, what we are, where we want to go, and how to get there. You need time to figure out what your strengths are, what your skills are, and your capabilities. And then once you identify them, you also need time to figure out how to best use them. And the way to use them is something that will be personal to you and you alone. But the goal in using them is general and applies to everybody. The goal is the achievement of your satisfaction and fulfillment. So again, It's not about what TV or newspapers or magazines or the fashion designers want to make you think that will make you happy. It is all about you and you alone. And believe me, for those of you who think that's a selfish attitude, when you're happier with yourself, your spouse will be happier with you, you will be happier with your spouse, your kids will be happier, your friends, your boss, and you will be happier with all of them too. This has nothing to do with being selfish. This has to do with being strong, with being directed, and with understanding that this is the path to true happiness. Having good self-confidence and good self-esteem, which doesn't require other people to prop it up, and it doesn't require you putting other people down to make yourself feel good. This is strictly something that comes from the inside, and now through these activities that we've talked about throughout the entire course, and these little helpful hints, by practicing them, you will actually be able to move forward and grow this way. I know many of you may be thinking, yeah, right. Well, if you've read my bio, I don't know how many of you could be a lot lower than I was. And I'm not going to go into it now. I think I've mentioned it a few times on in this course already, so it doesn't need to be reiterated. But I'll tell you, I've gone from being a miserable person wanting to die to being one of the happiest people I know. I know people who don't even trust me because they say, I don't trust anyone who smiles as much as you do. Well, you know, it's a sad state of affairs when people are that or think that way. But you know what? That's their issue. And maybe they'll pick up this course or one of the TMM products or something else that'll be good for them. And maybe it'll turn them around too. We can only hope and we can only smile around them. And with any luck, they'll smile back. An example of outlining your strengths to identify them and to figure out what you enjoy doing. And by virtue of that, how you can even achieve your goals would be to write it up like a spreadsheet or a chart. You could do things like across the top, items like strengths. And then the next one over might be personal abilities. The next one over might be physical traits and abilities. And then the last one you might call interests. And then mark down at least 4 or 5 below each of these subtitles. So under strengths, record things like trustworthy, loyal, funny, happy, smiling. Anything you consider a strength, helpful. Under the personal ability section, you may want to write something down like good to others. Artistic. Do you have a nice singing voice? Good singing voice. Are you a good writer? Write down that you're a good writer. Are you good at baseball? Good ball player. Anything that you're good at. Now let's go into the physical area. Maybe you're well coordinated. So you can write down things like coordinated. Maybe you're in good shape. You say, I'm in good shape. Maybe you're a fast runner. I'm a fast runner. Okay? Things like that. Interests. What are things that interest you? Pick anything. Don't be judgmental. Baseball, basketball, hockey, skydiving, playing the drums, writing, internet, whatever. Anything that interests you. Okay? Then what you do is you look through the different traits that you've recorded under strengths and abilities, both physical and personal, and your interests. And you might come up with something like, based on some of the things that we just talked about, you know, you're trustworthy, you're artistic, you're a good artist, and you like the internet. I don't know, maybe you start designing things for a friend for their website. You create little banners for them or help them with designing their website. Try new things based on this. You'll be able, when you look at it, you'll be able to discover different different organizations of these words literally will make sentences for you. Okay? If you're good at writing, maybe you want to start a blog on the internet that helps people with their writing skills. Or if you're good at playing guitar or the drums, maybe you want to do a blog with something like that. Blogs don't cost you anything to set up. You can go to Yahoo Groups or Google Groups and start up a group to help people with whatever your skills are and interests are. Maybe you just want to start up an interest group and share ideas with like-minded people. There's lots of things that you can do. By doing a table like this, it allows you the opportunity to start identifying some of these things. It's really important to remember that if you don't set these goals or take any action, for instance, by doing the charts or practicing the exercises, then you will stay disillusioned and you will continue to be hopeless, or at least to feel hopeless. Nobody is actually hopeless if they're taking action. So that's the trick. The trick is to do these little things and let them inspire you to do the slightly bigger things. First, you're doing the little things to take care of yourself. You're filling out little charts. You're doing little action plans. You're learning things about yourself. You're practicing. You're practicing little things like smiling in the mirror, these kinds of things. And then you move up from there. Baby steps first, adult steps second. Before you know it, you'll be running towards your goals. People who are self-confident and who have high self-esteem generally are people who know what they want. And that gives them a focus and a goal, which allows them to work at getting it. One of the biggest problems that you may have, without realizing it, is that you may not know what you want. Again, you may think you know what you want, but when you do these exercises, you will realize what it is truly that you want. This is how you will get the motivation to get moving. A couple of people in the question and answer section have left questions. They're asking, how do you get motivated if you're not doing anything? How? Tell me. Well, I'm telling you. If you're not motivated to do something, odds are you don't really want to do it. When you discover by doing these little tricks that I'm showing you, the charts, okay, the action plan, the various exercises and tips that we've gone through, you will discover things that you actually want to do. The law of attraction only works when it inspires what I call the law of action. The law of attraction does not work if you sit legs crossed in the lotus position and meditate or pray non-stop. Absolutely nothing will happen except you'll probably get cramps and fired from your job for not showing up. Remember, the law of attraction only works when it inspires the law of action. In other words, if you think you're working towards a goal, or you have a goal, and you're not doing anything about it, in other words, you're not taking any action, then that is a sign to you, very loud, very clear, that your goal is not truly something you want. It's in all likelihood something other people want or think you should want, and you've bought into the drama. That is why you are taking no action. So, understand now, I am taking no action because, in reality, I have set as goals things that have nothing to do with me or my desires. It is important for me to practice these exercises. It is important for me to do the charts, to take the time to learn what is truly important to me. Once I discover these things, I will discover energy and I will discover action. And that is how I will know that I'm on the right track. Again, the law of attraction only works when it inspires the law of action. The law of action proves to you that you're on the right path, because when you're not taking action, it's because you're not on the right path and you're not inspired to take action. You need to do these exercises. You need to follow these protocols in order to discover what it is that you truly want. This isn't about me or Song telling you what you want, or about your parents telling you what you want, or about your kids or your spouse or your boss. It isn't about any of these people telling you what you want. It's time to break out of that mold. It is time to realize that your true happiness, your true confidence and self-esteem will grow from within you. Once you discover what it is that turns your crank, if you will, once you discover what it is that makes you happy, once you discover what inspires you to action, all right, the next step. How do I motivate myself? Well, I'm sure we all understand that self-confidence comes from the ability to motivate yourself to actually achieve your goals. Again, we're getting back to taking action. And we all know it's a lot easier to put things off and make up excuses for not doing things than it is to put any effort in to actually doing it. Unfortunately, as we also all know, procrastinating only leads to digging us into a deeper hole and poorer self-image, poorer self-esteem, and poorer self-confidence, which then, of course, puts us in a cycle to continue these things and to move farther and farther away from where we want to be. So, let's go back to a chart. Maybe you want to start a chart, and you want to give yourself maybe a few things to do every single day. Okay? We're not talking about, you know, things that are too hard for you. Everybody's going to be different. Some people will physically strain themselves more. Other people will do it less. It really doesn't matter. I'm going to give you some examples here of what you can do. But one thing that you need to do is to write it down on a chart or a calendar and then check it off every day once you've done it. Okay? So, for instance, how about 30 to 40 minutes of exercise a day? Now, everybody's at a different point in their lives. Some of us aren't able physically to exercise. Some of us are near Olympic standards. So you can jog, you can walk, you can run, you can roll if that's what you do. You can crawl. You can imagine. There is something that you can do. But let's keep it in the line of exercise. So even if you can't move, let's say you've broken your legs or you have some other issue, you can imagine. You can take half an hour every day and you can close your eyes. And if it's easier, you can put on something like The Connection or Neural Synergy or Schumann Resonance or whatever is good for you, and use that to imagine yourself walking through a park. And smell the flowers and feel the breeze and the ground. And if you're actually doing the activity, then I want you to pay attention to the breeze and pay attention to the smells and the sights. Okay? Maybe you play a musical instrument, or you sing, or you hum, or you do karaoke, or you like cooking. Any of these things, for instance, or many, many more. Write that on your list, put it on your calendar, and say for 30 minutes, maybe every other day, do that. At least three times a week, though, okay? At least three times a week. Start up a blog. Start up a group on Google or Yahoo groups. Write one article a week. Even if it's short, even if it's just a couple of words, but do it. And then post it, and then mark it off. Read. Read newspapers or the internet for things and ideas that can make you a little more skillful, a little more knowledgeable in any area that you want to be more skillful or knowledgeable in. It doesn't have to be for business. It can be for pleasure. It doesn't really matter. The idea is to set yourself a little minor goal, and every single day, every single week, accomplish it. Okay? Doing these things will help you to stay motivated. It'll help you to stay active. And believe it or not, these little seemingly unrelated things will help you to actually take action towards the bigger, more important things. It's all a matter of training. And this is what we're doing by this exercise in motivation. We are setting ourselves tasks that we can do. And we promise ourselves that we do them. And every day, every week, we do them. And we mark them off. We will start building our confidence and self-esteem with simple little acts like that, which will then lead us to larger and different acts. You never know where you're going to go or what you're going to end up with. Every journey begins with but one step, and every step in that journey is something to be proud of and builds on where you're going. So, any of these little things that I mentioned, even though they may be unrelated to your goals in life, it doesn't matter. They're teaching you how to take action. They're teaching you how to be responsible to and for yourself. It's really, really important that you take care of yourself. Relying on your physical appearance, for instance, your beautiful eyes, your gorgeous lips, okay, as a basis to build your self-confidence and self-esteem is never a good idea. You should do whatever you can to stay healthy and fit. If you have hair, comb it. If you wear clothes, tuck in your shirt. Wear your pants up around your waist. I don't know if a lot of you know this or not, but one of the current trends with the youth, I mean, I'm sure you know this, is they wear their waist down around, I don't know, their crotch or their hips. And, you know, it's a style to have the actual crotch line of the pants down around the knees. And this is actually a look that comes from prison and insane asylums, I might add, where they take the belts away from people so they can't hang themselves or kill other people with them. So what happens is invariably the pants fall down, and this is where that style comes from. So, again, wear your pants up at your waist like they're supposed to be worn. It doesn't matter if you have expensive clothes or cheap clothes. Wear them neatly and wear them with respect and wear them with pride. Look as good as you can with whatever you have, and that will go a long way to helping you to build your confidence and self-esteem. The internet is a great resource for finding trends and styles that agree with you and that you'll be able to match to your attitude and to your values. But keep in mind, neat and tidy. Okay, wash your face, keep your nails clean. Do little things like that to show people that you have respect for yourself. When you show you have respect for yourself, it's a very subtle kind of body language that will let people know that they're to respect you as well. If you're not being respected by a lot of people, pay attention to how you dress, how you carry yourself. You may find that you're actually inviting this. And I can't tell you how many people feel bad about themselves and they hate their jobs simply because of how other people treat them. And then they change how they treat themselves, and all of a sudden they start getting respect from people. All of a sudden they start getting asked for their opinion. Much of what you're going through, you may be giving credit to other people for, But I bet if you look at yourself carefully, much like I said before about listening to what you say, if you pay attention carefully, okay, to yourself and how you carry yourself and how you hold yourself and how you talk through body language to other people, you may find that much of how they treat you, you're bringing on yourself. Now, that is not an insult, and I'm not putting you down. What I'm doing is I'm pointing out to you how much power you have. You have incredible amounts of power to change how others behave around you and react to you and treat you, simply by how you treat yourself. So start paying attention, okay? Try to enunciate or pronounce your words as properly as you can. Speak with compassion and caring to other people. The more you treat other people with respect, the more you treat yourself with respect by dressing neatly, and it doesn't matter, you wear a t-shirt and jeans, but be neat. Wash your hands, clean under your nails, comb your hair, wash your face, brush your teeth. Take care of yourself, and other people will respect you as well. You will be very pleasantly surprised how many people are treating you poorly because they perceive that that's what you think you deserve through your body language and how you treat yourself. So the law here is treat yourself better and other people will treat you better too. When you have a good personality, and when I say good, I mean you try to be happy, you try to be pleasant and helpful for people, you have a neat appearance, and more importantly, and most importantly, a smile on your face, you will find that this can take you a long way towards success in your career, your family, relationships, and everything else. Okay. The next step, develop your mind. By developing your mind, people will find you very interesting. And someone who actually gives to their own knowledge and awareness will allow you to keep your brain sharp and active too. So you will actually have people asking your opinion on things. When they do that, you'll find that that's working your mind. Working your mind will get people to ask you these questions in the first place. It's a very, very nice little roundabout. When you smile, when you look at people in the eye, when you offer any opinion that you are inspired to offer, people will listen. There's a reason why you're inspired to say something. Think of your audience. Think who's there. And then word it appropriately for these people, and you will be amazed. All these people are listening to you. Again, much of what we feel about ourselves is us. It has nothing to do with reality. Most people are dealing with enough things in their own life that they don't really have time to analyze you the way you think they are. People who get lazy and don't challenge themselves, these are the people that some studies have shown are prone to develop things like dementia, Alzheimer's, and other degenerative brain diseases as you get older. Self-confidence drops drastically. So, we want to develop our mind. What are things that we can do to develop our mind? Well, there's obvious things. Properly engineered brainwave entrainment. Obviously, that stimulates the mind. But I also suggest reading, whether that's novels, stories, anything that interests you. Brain puzzles, like crosswords or word searches or anything like that, the jumble. Playing games that make you think, checkers, chess, and the like. Learning and even maybe taking some action with respect to global issues like pollution, the ozone, the plight of various wildlife. A word a day. Improve your vocabulary. Go on the internet, go to dictionary.com and pick a word every day that you don't know. And read the definition and learn it. I've talked about this before. Journaling. Write down your thoughts. Write down your insights every single day. And then at the end of the week, read them. You will be amazed at what you will learn about yourself. Continually look at yourself. Okay, this is a new section now. Continually observe yourself and evaluate yourself and see where you are, see where you were last week, and see what you can do to maybe change a few things, maybe improve yourself in certain ways. Maybe think back to some conversations that you had, and maybe you weren't the nicest person the way you said what you said. Maybe you need to apologize. Maybe you need to learn from your experience. We all do things for a reason. So let's remember that there's no shame in admitting you're wrong. There's no shame in admitting you're right either. So look back on the week's events. Look at your journal or look in your mind's eye and see if you're happy with everything you did. You know, the other day I was waiting for a parking spot and an individual was driving one of these behemoth SUVs. And they had a couple kids in the back of the car. And I guess they were making noise or causing an issue. And I'm sitting and I'm sitting and I'm tapping I'm tapping on top of my steering wheel. And this person, you know, looked at me a couple times and I rolled my eyes at them. And they finally pulled out. And when they started pulling out, it's obvious they couldn't handle the car. And there's no way in the world that they should be driving this car. And I rolled my eyes again. When I eventually saw them pull out, I zipped into the spot in one move, got out of my car, and they started ranting at me. Because they saw me roll my eyes a few times, and they were upset. They're talking about how they have two kids in the car, and they're yelling, and they're screaming, and the car's big, and it's not so easy to maneuver, and they're going on and on and on and on and on. And at the time, I thought, well, you know, this isn't my problem. If you can't handle the car, get a smaller car. If you can't handle your kids, take a course and learn how to take care of your kids, right? And at the time, that's what I thought, and I thought that was very reasonable. Well, you know, a couple days later, I'm reflecting on it, and I'm thinking to myself, did I need to roll my eyes? I mean, sure, I had a smile on my face, and I was giggling about it, but did I really need to do that? You know, sending that kind of energy to this individual, was that really a nice thing to do? Regardless of what I perceived as their insufficient driving skills, was it really necessary for me to act that way? The bottom line is, no, it wasn't. And to be honest with you, I'm a little embarrassed that I reacted that way. And the next time something like that happens, I will smile and send nice energy to them and wave with a friendly smile saying thank you, instead of rolling my eyes saying it's about time. So it just goes to show you that all of us need to constantly replay our experiences during the day and gauge, is this how we should act? Is this how we should react? Was there any benefit to me doing this? Was it negative? Was it helpful? Was it harmful? So I guess giving you this example shows you that even though I meditate every day, and even though I know better, even I can do things that I'm not proud of. So we can all do things we're not proud of, is the point here. I'm no better than you are, you're no better than I am, we're all human beings here. The point is, look back, if it's easier for you to remember, journal everything, and improve yourself. I've said this a million times. If someone's a little bit happier tomorrow than they are today, then I'm happier. Well, you know what? By my rolling of the eyes, I contributed to someone feeling a little worse. That makes me feel a little worse, too. But I learned a lesson from it, and next time I won't do that. you set up and use the action plan, once again, that Song is going to send you, you can find out that it's quite a fun and rewarding experience. The time you take to do it teaches you about yourself. It helps you to identify your goals and your needs. It helps you to decide which characteristics you may want to develop in your life or work on. You can make a game of it. And don't kick yourself in the rear end when you make a mistake. Learn from it and move on. Enjoy the ride, okay? Because every step of the way, and I made a mistake with this other person driving, okay? I should have been different, and I wasn't. But I've learned from the experience. And as long as I'm willing to forgive myself and move on, then it's valuable. But if I'm going to keep knocking myself in the head, then it's not valuable or worthwhile. We must take everything that happens in our life, and we must find the silver lining. For me, the silver lining in this case was, next time, send good energy instead of frustration. Next time, patience is a virtue. Next time, let's help that person to be a little bit happier instead of a little bit more miserable. So, I have some quick start ideas for you that I'm going to go through. There is, let's see, 25 of them. And then, if we have some time, we're going to go over some additional points, that some of which will be repetition, and some of which will be new, of little helpful hints and exercises that we can all do to improve our self-esteem and self-confidence. Before I get started on the 25-point quick start, I would like everybody to remember that if you're on the phone and you have any questions, if they are of an urgent nature and they can't wait, press star 2 on your telephone, and that will put your hand up. I will know you're there, and I will invite you in on the call as soon as I can. If it isn't of an urgent nature, if you can write down or remember your comment or question, when we do the question and answer period after the lecture part, I will be more than happy to include you then. If you're online and you'd like to leave comments or ask questions, then all you need to do is type them in at the bottom left-hand corner of the webpage, and I will get to them as soon as the course is over, and I will do my best to answer all of them. Now, so far, again, I don't know if I'm putting you to sleep or if I'm just doing a good job, but I don't have a lot of questions. Now, as far as the phone, I won't know that until we go to that part of the program. But right now, I think we only have 5 or 6 questions. So if you're out there and you have questions or comments you'd like to share, please feel free by typing them in and leaving them on the web, okay? So let's get to the Quick Start 25-point system. Again, don't take notes. You'll be able to write these down. Before I continue, though, I want to point out again, I did this in the last class, so I want to do it again. It would be very easy for me to create a book, maybe a 100-page book, which would have an outline of the course, what we've discussed, notes, graphs, charts, all this stuff, and give it to you as part of the course. But I'm not doing that, and I want to explain very quickly why. Action is what we're about. By me giving you something pre-written, all out there, there's no action involved. I want you to be inspired to take some notes. I want you to be inspired to take action to help yourself by putting pencil or pen to paper and writing things down that resonate with you in order to help yourself. You are already more than halfway to getting the results you want. By reading them in a book, you don't get anything out of that. How many of you have bought books, self-help books, with all kinds of wonderful information in them, and by the time you're finished reading, you start going down and down and down, and everything falls apart? Your mood is gone, your energy is gone, your incentive is gone, everything is gone. I'm not going to do that to you. When you hear things that resonate with you, you're going to have to write them down. By writing them down, you'll be creating actual memory pathways and a physical link between the physical world and your mental state which will be a building block to allow you to practice and gain the most benefit. So please understand, this is why I'm not giving you notes. So 25-point quick start. We'll start with number one. Why? Why not? First thing, try to stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. If you're used to thinking about things you're not good at, use that flip switch I was telling you about from Dr. Robert Anthony and use the negative thought as a signal or an anchor to think about something positive that makes you smile. Once you change your attitude, think of positive aspects of yourself. So, when you catch yourself being too critical, stop it and use it as a signal to say something positive about yourself. Each day, you can actually write down three things about yourself that make you happy. If you use the protocol for directed manifestation, or if you use some of the, which I went through, I think, in a couple of classes ago, then you can use that system to help you to spend more time practicing positive thinking. That is a great system to use, along with the exercises that we've discussed throughout the course, to teach you how to think positively instead of negatively. Everybody always says, well, it's nice to say, stop thinking negative. It's not only nice to say, it's easy to do. You think negative because you've taught yourself to think negative through experience, through trial after trial after trial. When you spend the time during the day doing things like the protocol that I discussed, you're using more and more time that you're dedicating to positive ends. The more you do that, the more you will program yourself to think positive most of the time. Before you know it, within the span of a couple of months, I bet you if you think 80% negative and 20% positive now, I bet you you're thinking 80% positive and 20% negative. And then when you think negative, it will inspire a positive thought. It works. I've seen it happen hundreds of times, not just in myself. Number two, aim for accomplishments rather than perfection. Too many people get stopped by the word perfection. Everything has to be just so. So instead of paralyzing yourself by thinking things like, I won't do this until this happens, think about what you're good at, what you enjoy, and simply do it. Okay? Don't say, I will go dancing as soon as I lose 20 pounds. Instead, why don't you say something like, I will go dancing because it will help me to lose 20 pounds. If you look at your life, you'll see there's lots of things that you deer in the headlights, as I call it, that stagnate you, that make you stand still. And you do it on purpose to give you a legitimate reason to stand still. It's time to turn those around. Again, not I will go dancing when I lose 20 pounds. I will go dancing to lose 20 pounds. Number three, anytime you make a mistake, it's a learning opportunity and a learning event. Accept the fact that you're going to make mistakes. Even if you have fantastic confidence and self-esteem, I guarantee you, you will make lots and lots of mistakes. But mistakes are one of the best ways to learn. Your talents and your abilities are always developing, they're always growing, they're always changing. People are people, and each individual excels and does better at different things, including yourself. This is what makes us all interesting. You don't want a world of you out there. You want a world with many other people. I can learn from you, you can learn from me. This is what it's all about, okay? Making mistakes and learning from them is fine. Number four, try new things. Try different activities. Try different things that may help you get in touch with your abilities. or some of your talents that maybe you've discovered from doing some of the other exercises in this course. And then allow yourself to be happy when you accomplish something or develop a new skill. This whole political correctedness about not saying, hey, I'm good at this. In my opinion, that is the biggest shot to our confidence and self-esteem that we have taken as a society since the dawn of society. That it is a bad thing to think something good about yourself. I say, screw that. That is bad in itself. I say, if you feel good about yourself, revel in it. Feel good. Never at somebody else's expense. Never to make you think that you're better than someone else. But always to make yourself feel good about yourself. You do lots of things every day that are wonderful. Allow yourself to take pride in these things. This is okay. It's all right to share that with people too. And it's all right to share it with yourself. Have the courage to understand that there are things in this life that you can change, and there are things that you can't. If you understand that you're unhappy with something about yourself that you can change, then it is incumbent upon you to do something to start changing it. If it's something you can't change, for instance, I don't know, let's say your height, then do things that will help you to love yourself the way you are. You know, height has advantages. It also has negatives. Someone who may be, say, 5'6" isn't as tall as someone who is, say, 6'6". But people who are 6'6" have a whole slew of issues and problems that people 5'6" don't have. It all comes down to what you focus on. Why don't the tall people focus on the issues of being tall that are negative? Why do the shorter people focus on the issues of their height? Because society, in its extreme wisdom, and I say that with 400 tons of sarcasm, has said taller is better. Well, you know what? For some things it is. And for other things, it isn't. If you're here, you're here because you're valuable. That's why you're here. Don't let society, don't let people tell you that because you're not 6'4", you're less important. That is a crock. Height means nothing. As an example, most of the things that we are taught mean something, mean nothing. Nothing, especially if it has to do with your appearance. Men who are going bald have to get surgery after surgery to get hair implants. Women need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on makeup. Everybody needs to do all these things. Why? Because they bought into the drama of what is supposed to be important. Again, what is important comes from within, not from without. If you feel the need to spend hundreds of dollars on makeup or thousands of dollars on a hair transplant, or whatever, make sure that if you're going to do it, you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for someone else. You're doing it because it will make you feel better about yourself, not because you think other people will like you better or treat you with more respect. Okay? It's very important, number 6 now, okay? Set goals. Pay attention and think about what you want to accomplish in your life. And then make an actual plan or a plan of action, which will outline exactly how you plan on doing it. Stick to your plan as much as possible and keep track of your successes and your failures. And allow this plan to be fluidic enough that you can make adjustments along the way. We don't always know the best way to accomplish something, and often we will even have as our goal something that really isn't our goal. That's why it is important to keep an open mind. Once we keep the open mind, this allows us to turn right when we thought maybe we should turn left. because we need to be able to act and react based on our knowledge, and our knowledge will change throughout the process. Okay? Number 7, get some kind of exercise, whether it's mental or physical. It helps you to relieve stress. It will help you to be happier. It will help you to be healthier as well. Number 8, take time to have fun. Always take time to have fun. Relax and have a good time and stop putting your life on hold. Remember that we all work to live. We don't live to work. So work is a means to an end. It's not something that keeps us busy until we die. It's supposed to be there to give us fulfillment and wealth enough to enjoy whatever it is that we enjoy. If you enjoy traveling, then your work should be giving you enough to help you travel. If you enjoy being at home with your family and watching TV and chatting, then your work should be giving you that. Everything that you want out of life. Not what the Joneses, quote, want, not what your next door neighbor wants or has, what you want. Every single day, okay, this is number 9, every single day, take about 10 minutes just for yourself to be alone and do nothing. You can close your eyes and imagine whatever makes you happy, whether that's a person, an event, a thing, a scene, anything. Okay? During these 10 minutes, allow yourself to simply feel peace, happiness. This is your time. It's not your kids. It's not your spouse. It's not your bosses. It's none of that. This is 10 minutes for you that you spend with you and for you alone. Remember that you deserve it. And you'll feel better for getting into the habit of doing it. 10 minutes doesn't sound like a lot of time, but believe me, it'll make a large, large difference in your life. Okay, number 10, and I've mentioned this before as well, act confidently. When you act confidently, people around you will sense your self-confidence and respond to you in kind. When they respond to you, as you're a person with self-confidence, their response will actually strengthen your sense of your image. So acting confident and acting like you have high self-esteem actually will give you high confidence and self-esteem. It goes to what I said in the last class. I believe that most of us have all these things already anyway, and they've just been beaten down by other things, or we've been distracted away from it by other things. Many of you will find that once you start acting confident, you will realize that it's not an act after all. So give it a shot, and do it more than once. Don't expect any of these things once to have any groundbreaking effects. These are all habits to change lifetime habits. Number 11, practice breathing. Breathe easily, freely, and deeply. Pay attention to your breathing. Once you do this, and once you realize the energy that flows into you with every breath, and the excess that you release when you exhale, you will feel each cell in your body tingling and energizing, and you will realize the energy and the power that you have. And this, in turn, will help to enhance your sense of self-confidence and esteem. Number 12, think back to when you did something new, the very first time you did something. Maybe it was learning something. Or on your own, or maybe someone taught it to you. Maybe you experienced all kinds of nervous tension. first time I drove a car comes to mind when I think of that. Lack of believing in yourself. All kinds of high stress. All of these things are actually parts of the learning process. So the next time you feel low senses of confidence and esteem, remembering how you felt the first time you got behind the wheel of a car, for instance, will remind you that this is all normal and that you're learning. It will give you the perspective to realize, hey, this is nothing new. There are things I do now without even thinking about it, and I'm great at them, that when the first time I did them, boy, was I nervous, or was I scared, or was I this, or was I that. Remember, you're just learning. It's okay to feel these things when you're learning. Number 13, find something that you're good at and do it. Maybe you're good at swimming or running or dancing or cooking or gardening or climbing or painting or talking or helping other people or learning, anything. It should be something, though, that requires enough of your focus to get you into a state where you forget about everything else. This will make you feel more competent and capable. Consider doing something like this at least once a week. People who experience this focused flow, if you will, by thinking about things that they do that are very good at or things that they think about that they're good at, can actually seem to be happier and healthier. At least once a week, try that. Now, we're about halfway through, and I just want to point out that I realize throughout this course and today, I'm giving you so many exercises and so many ideas that there's no way you could do them all every day. And I understand that. What I am looking for here is, and this is a problem I find with a lot of self-help, is that we're led to believe that some guru knows the best thing for everybody. Everybody is different in my belief. And I don't know you personally, and even if I did, that doesn't mean I know what's going on in your life or I know what's best for you. What my goal is with all of these suggestions, all of these exercises, all of these helpful hints, is that for each and every one of you, whether you're listening live or through a podcast, that some of it will resonate with you. When I say resonate, I mean you will relate to it. It will make sense to you. Whatever it is that makes sense to you, these are the things you should take notes about, and these are the things that you should take action with. For everybody, it's going to be different. But it doesn't matter whether it's different, whether it's the same. Makes no difference at all. As I said, I'm giving you all way too many things to do for everybody to do everything. I don't want you to do everything. I just want you to find the suggestions that mesh with you, that you can relate to, that sound good to you. Those are the ones that I want you to do. Those are the ones that will be the best ones for you. Feel free to rewrite them. Feel free to adjust them to your own needs and to your own personality as well. So nothing is in stone here. I'm giving a lot of ideas because I'm trying to make sure that there's something for everybody. Not an easy task, but one that I'm looking forward to completing and getting feedback from people saying, yeah, I found something that was helpful and that when I practiced it helped me. And that's what my goal is in this particular case. That's what my action plan for this lecture series and this course is all about. So, I want to reiterate for people who are on the phone, if you have any comments that can't wait, star 2, and I'll be happy to include you in on the call. If you can hold your thoughts till the end, though, that would be great. If you're on the web, please feel free to write your questions on the website that you're at in the box on the left and submit it, and I will be very happy to read them if they're comments and to answer them if they're questions. during the question and answer period after the lecture. So, let's go back to our list now. Number 13, do something you're good at. We did that already. Let's go to number 14. Well, you know what? Let's say it again. Do something you're good at. Anytime you do something you're good at, it gives you confidence. So, you know, we're not going to go through the whole point again, but we are going to say it again. Do something you're good at. Always do things you're good at every day. That will do a lot to help you keep your self-confidence levels high. Number 14, stop thinking about yourself. I know that sounds kind of weird, but low self-esteem and low confidence is often associated and tied directly in to people thinking way too much about themselves. If you do something instead of thinking about yourself that actually takes your attention off of yourself and onto the task, you will probably find that your mood will shift quite abruptly into a more positive vein. So again, stop thinking so much about yourself. Instead, do something that you can put your attention on. This goes and plays to the concept of action. So, attraction, when it inspires action, is working. When it doesn't inspire action, it isn't. Number 15, remember things that you've achieved and succeeded at. Remember, we talked about journaling. It can often be difficult at first to journal and write about yourself. But after a while, you'll get the hang of it. It'll become like anything else. You'll get used to it. And you'll be able to write and develop quite a nice list of self-esteem boosting memories. And these are all things that you can read about. If you're thinking, but I've never actually done anything worthwhile, I'm not talking about you winning an Olympic gold medal. These are things like passing a driving test, especially if you were nervous, passing an exam, asking the love of your wife to get married and them saying yes. Anything. Giving birth, playing a sport, doing 10 sit-ups today that you never did before, saving a little bit of money, trying to help somebody, anything at all. This is what I'm talking about. Okay? Very, very, very important. There's always something that you can feel good about. You know, if I'm a little under the weather, pardon me, and I'm feeling a little down, I like going out to the forum and reading different threads and testimonials. And it just puts an incredible smile on my face that, you know, I had a small part in inspiring these things. If it wasn't for TMM, there wouldn't be the Quantum Mind Power Forum or the Quantum Confidence Forum, and all these comments and questions and knowledge wouldn't be there. I mean, I'm sure there'd be lots of knowledge and questions and comments on other websites, but on this particular one, there wouldn't be. And it makes me feel good about myself that I'm hopefully inspiring others to help themselves, and that's another goal of my life. And the fact that hopefully I'm managing to do that, which is evidenced by comments and questions and, you know, the trials and tribulations of people on these discussion boards and forums, makes me happy that I have an opportunity to help others, to help themselves, and to see their positive aspects where maybe they only saw negatives. Number 16, choose things that bring good thoughts to you and focus on them when you're feeling bad. That comes back to the flip switch from Dr. Robert Anthony that I was talking to you about earlier. Let a negative thought be a reminder to think of something good. If you concentrate on that good thought, you will find that the negative energy that normally would have grown out of control in many cases actually goes away and is replaced by positive energy. It's all a matter of taking the energy of your mind and redirecting it. Don't step on yourself. Don't kick yourself if you miss it. If you let yourself go overboard sometimes and you forget to think that positive thought. But whatever it is for you, practice and be aware, and eventually you'll get the hang of it. For me, I've mentioned this before, I used to make the dumbest faces in the world in a mirror, and it makes me giggle. So when I think something bad, if there's a mirror around, I go to the mirror and I make the silly face. If there isn't, I make the silly face and I imagine there's a mirror there. It always helps to change the energy flow. Number 17. Get rid of garbage in your life. Okay? That might be people. That might be thoughts. That might be things you have around the home. Okay? Get rid of it. Anything that makes you feel bad is likely nature's way of telling you this shouldn't be in your life. So you can actually be grateful for not feeling good. You can be grateful for people who annoy you, because when someone annoys you, they're telling you, hey, I'm not good for you. Get rid of me. Clear space for new and wonderful experiences, and new and wonderful experiences will find you. If you don't clear space for them, there will be nowhere for them to go. Okay? So it's very, very, very important to remember that. 18. Make a list of why you believe all the negative thoughts that you tell yourself. For instance, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I don't have the skills, nobody wants to hire me, blah, 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 blah. Once you do it, look at the note and laugh at it. Then tear it up and throw it over your shoulder. It sounds a little melodramatic, but it works. Very well indeed. You are making a statement to these negative thoughts. You're writing them down. You're identifying them. You're laughing at them. You're tearing them up, and you're throwing them away. You are getting rid of them. You are telling them they are no longer welcome in your life. It sounds silly. Do it. You're going to laugh at yourself. You're going to laugh at me for telling you, and you're going to feel better. Make another list. Number 20. Make another list of things you love to do. But don't just do it from today. Do it from things you used to love to do when you were a kid, if you can remember that far back. And once you make this list, try to find some time, at least once a week, even if it's just for a second or two, to do it. Maybe you used to love watching the old Popeye cartoons. Well, find them on the internet and watch them for 5 or 10 minutes. You know, whatever it is, make the time to do it, okay? Make the time to do it. When you make the time for yourself, you show yourself that you are worthwhile. You show yourself that you are worthy. Once you start treating yourself like you're worthy, you will start treating yourself like you are worthy. Before you know it, you are worthy. And others will start treating you the same way. Number 21. Make another list. 3 things this time that you would absolutely love to do, but that you haven't done for whatever reason. Then make a list or an action plan of how you might actually do them. Now, don't kick yourself if you're not able to do them at first, but know that if other people can do it, you can do it too, and work on it. The ability to follow through with something that you haven't done but have wanted to do will build your self-confidence and self-esteem faster than anything else possibly can. 22. Realize, after all is said and done, that your sense of self-esteem and confidence is ultimately defined by you and you alone. Don't give other people the power, and certainly don't rely on them for your happiness or sense of well-being. If you rely on others for this, you will always be disappointed and you will always be weak. Other people will give you things when it's to their convenience. When it's no longer convenient for them to, they will pull it out from you like a rug. You cannot live your life based on what other people think. You must live it based on what you think of yourself. Again, within, not without. What other people think of you doesn't matter. Happiness and self-esteem comes from inside you. The nice thing is that when you understand that and you develop it, the people, quote unquote, on the outside will actually help your self-esteem anyway, because they will see that this is who you are and that you indeed do have high self-esteem and confidence and that you are indeed worthy of it. 23. We have many choices in our life. Much of what we do, much of how we feel is a choice. You may feel like it's been dropped on your shoulders, but in reality, it's probably been a choice. You can choose to be happy, too. It's all in your mind. The Dalai Lama actually says that the purpose of life is to seek happiness. Now, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I've always said it's important to find joy in your life and be happy, as long as it's not at the expense of someone else. So do whatever it is that makes you happy, as long as it doesn't hurt others. I believe that you can train yourself to have higher self-esteem and self-confidence by doing the helpful hints and exercises that I have outlined in this course. You need to practice them. You need to do them. If you're concerned that you can't practice, you're not going to find the time, you're not going to have the energy, you're not going to do this, you're not going to do that, remember that you eat every day. You do many things every day already. It's not such a big deal to actually add something else to what you do every day, especially when the end result is so positive and wonderful. 24, passion. Allow yourself to feel passion. It can be with anything. You can be passionate about helping people. You can be passionate with your lover. You can be passionate with your pets, with your animals, with your kids, with your family, business, friends, the world, hobbies, anything. As a matter of fact, why not allow yourself to be passionate about raising your self-confidence? What passion does is it lights a fire. It pushes you to things you never realized you could do. Passion is a fuel source. It's a power source that allows you to make a difference in your own life and in the life of others. Passion is what other people call a zest for life. Passion is a bright light. Passion is life. Passion is what you are. Allow yourself passion, the right to feel passion. Find what you're passionate about and go for it. That is what will make you inspired to take action. That is what will make everything seem easy when now it seems difficult. When you are on the right track, things seem to just happen. When you're forcing yourself down the wrong track, things are difficult and labored. If things are difficult and labored in your life, you need to understand that is because you are forcing yourself down a path that is not you. Use the internet. Use these exercises. Use TMM with intention to find answers for yourself and discover your passion, and then make sure you practice and take advantage of your passion too. It will make amazing differences in your life. Absolutely amazing differences in your life. The last point, number 25, reward your successes, no matter how small or what you may deem insignificant. Any little success. Putting a smile on someone's face is a success. Making a child giggle, making anyone giggle, is a success. Anything is a success that leaves you with slightly higher energy than you had before, or raises the energy level of somebody else. That is a success too. Be sure to set yourself up for success by taking all the big goals you have, okay, in your daily action, and break them down into steps, little itty bitty steps along the way. Take the time to celebrate all of these small successes. You know, too many people don't understand that, you know, I'm holding my hand way above my head now. Here's my goal. I'm starting here. Now my hand is really low about where my knees are. So they will not allow themselves to feel successful or happy until they've reached that highest pinnacle, not understanding that each little step along the way is just as important. The first step you take at the bottom is perhaps the most important step. Then every step after that is the same as the very last step that achieves the ultimate goal. Each of these steps is something to be proud of. Each of these steps is something to feel fantastic about. Celebrate each of these steps. Not only will that help your self-esteem, because it doesn't make you wait and wait and wait to feel good about yourself, but it will also help to keep you motivated and moving forward towards that goal. And believe me, once you achieve that goal, you will naturally set up another path to another goal, and then another one, and another one, and another one, because it is indeed the trip that is just as satisfying as the achievement of the final destination. This will keep you moving forward. You can give yourself any kind of reward. You can give yourself a pat on the back. You can give yourself a treat, kind of like you give your dog or your cat, although I suggest you make human food for you. You know, in any case, allow yourself to celebrate your successes, and don't wait for the big success. Celebrate every single step of the way. It's really, really what you deserve, and it will make all the difference to you in your life. Now, I'm going to add that this is actually the end of the course right now. I'm going to invite those of you on the line now to write questions and or comments in the question box and submit them, and I'll be happy to read them. Those of you on the phone, if any of you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, I invite you now to press star 2, and I will bring you in on the call as soon as I see that. Now, I see a lot of you out there. I don't see that many questions. I don't see anybody as of yet on the phone with anything to share. If none of you have anything to say or to share, that's fine. But my only concern is, have I put all of you to sleep, and you actually do have questions? So, if you do, please feel free. I will get to them in a moment. If you're on the phone and you have questions and or comments, please feel free to press star 2, and we will go from there. I will be able to fill dead air with some additional points that I have here, but if I can avoid them, I'd much rather hear from you than hear me talk anymore. So we do have a call from West Hampton, New York. Albert, you're on. Please say hello, and whatever you'd like to say, please share.
Thank you, Maury, and thank you for the course. It's Kind of sad that it's coming to a close, just the formal component, but I just wanted to focus in on a couple of, the word discovery used several times, and in respect to self-esteem and the concept, and I thought that was an interesting word, discovery, because it is a discovery, not an invention, right? I mean, an invention is something that was not there before. Where discovery is finding something that was there, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I forget who it was, but they use an example of like when we're just starting off. We're like diamonds, and over time, that diamond just gets covered up with, stuff, and it's unable to shine through. And I think this course is a way of, chipping away at that stuff that had been accumulating on those diamonds and discovering, the true, self-esteem and self-worth and value, that is really, our birthright. It's an entitlement. It's something that we don't have to feel bad or guilty or shame or anything moving forward, because it's for ourselves and everyone else's betterment and self-improvement involved. Because
you're 100% right.
It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, right? At the very end, it was a self-actualization or awareness, like that band America from the 70s. God never did, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that didn't already have.
That's right.
It's there, and it's just waiting just to be discovered or uncovered or just released or chipped away, like that. Just to quote another, Pink Floyd, shine on you crazy diamond, right? I mean, it's just, it's there. It's wherever we are now, it was inevitable, right?
That's true. Yeah, definitely. And you know what? This course never ends. The like you said, the formal part of the course ends, but there's enough in here that if you practice the ones that resonate you, the tips and the hints and the exercises that resonate with you, then your self-development and your confidence and your self-esteem, the development of all this never actually ends. So the formal part of the course may be over, but the personal part for each and every one of us will never end. And we will consistently be developing and changing things with respect to it as we go through our lives. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. It's like the reason why I'm not giving you guys printouts. I could easily turn this into a 100-page ebook, or even publish it and have it, published in print somewhere. But what would be the point? It doesn't serve a purpose except maybe my ego being inflated. And that's not what it's about. It's about everybody having the ability to take care of themselves and having the tool and tools given to them that they can then use. And let's face it, it's through action that change happens and things even occur. It's through inaction that things stay the same or get worse. So the idea here is let's all get inspired and let's all understand that we need to take some notes ourselves for what resonates with us. There's a reason why Song and I have made this available as a podcast as well. And the biggest reason why we've made it available as a podcast is because we want people to be able to actually go back over it and over it and over it, and to be able to, go ahead and take the time that they need with it at their own rate. This isn't about, making money. You notice we're not charging for this course. It's not about making money. It's about giving people something that they need and and allow them the opportunity to achieve what they want to achieve out of life. So if I've accomplished my goal here, which hopefully is to inspire people through the different ideas and the different concepts and the understanding of the issues to actually move forward and take some action on their own behalf and take responsibility for their own lives and understand that it's not up to me to make you feel better. It's not up to your mommy or your daddy or your government or your neighbor or your best friend. Pep talks are nice, but they need to inspire action. And if you truly want to have something happen in your life differently, then you need to do something differently. And it's truly that simple. There is not a big, you know, this isn't rocket science. And truthfully, if you understood rocket science, you would know it's not that difficult either. So, does that make any sense, Albert? Does that resonate with you at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just had one other thought I would like to share.
Sure.
If time, you know, with respect to goals, I know myself, I used to get very, you know, hung up on goals because they were very concrete and rigid. And, you know, once I was able to, you know, reformat or look at goals differently, whereas, you know, I have a goal where I would like to, you know, improve my financial situation, okay?
Sure.
It's a goal I can always have wherever I'm at, okay? And the objectives can change. I think, you know, goals and objectives go hand in hand, where a goal can be, you know, very abstract and almost unattainable, but it's something that can always be worked on. Whereas with objectives, those are those little check marks that make it more manageable. You know, where, like, you know, a financial goal could be, you know, just in the beginning, you know, I would like to be, you know, 1 week ahead of, you know, not living paycheck to paycheck, being 1 week ahead. You know,
sure.
And then, or that's an objective. And towards that goal of improving a financial situation, and then that goal can be modified again with other objectives where, okay, well, now I want to be a month ahead or 2 months and 6 months or a year, you know, and things like that. And because it's a little bit more reinforcing and easier to follow through when you do see those little, you know, milestones and progress along the way. Because if the goal is set too high, like you know, you were saying before, you know, it's not so much unattainable, unrealistic, but it can be very frustrating and detrimental to the process.
That's right.
So I just want to share that with, yourself, whoever listening, and I need to hear these things myself, too, sometimes.
Yeah, don't we all? Well, I want to thank you very much for sharing that, Albert, and if you have any other comments at, you know, at any point for the rest of the call, please feel free to put your hand up and let us know, and I'll be happy to welcome you back. For those of you that are on the phone, it is *2. Please feel free to make comments, ask questions, anything you like. If you're on the web, just leave your message, and I will get to it. I'm going to read a couple of questions now from the web. And we'll go from there and see if anybody else has any calls. I don't have that many questions. This call is probably going to end relatively soon unless we get some more questions flying through here. Not that I'm pressuring anybody. Again, if I happen to be doing a decent enough job that there aren't that many questions, I'm very pleased that that's the case. But if you do have questions, please feel free, okay? Salim from South Africa writes, how do I get rid of the resistors in my life? How can I dismantle these kinds of blocks? Okay, I think I already dealt with that in the lecture. Basically, it comes down to action. You need to take action by using these different exercises. Go through the recordings. Pick out anything that resonates with you, okay? anything that resonates with you with respect to helpful hints, ideas, or for that matter, any of the philosophies, anything that was said that sounds good to you. Write them down and practice them. If you do this, you will find that your thinking will start changing. As your thinking changes, your actions will change as well. So this is what it's very, very important to remember, okay? As your thinking changes, your actions will change as well. And that's what I want you to remember. Right now you're asking a question, how do I do this, how do I do that? The truth of the matter is, you will know simply by doing. And when I say doing, you will know by actually doing the exercises, by practicing them on a regular basis. Okay? This is how you change and get rid of the resistors in your life. If you want to get rid of something that isn't doing you well now, the best way is to do something different with it. Very, very, very important. Okay? Change what you do and how you act, and this will allow you to change how you act and react with the world around you. So, what you call resistors are bad habits. Once these bad habits are gone, you will find everything else will just fall into place. Find what resonates with you and practice it and stick with it and do it every single day. Once you do that, you will find these quote-unquote so-called resistors disappearing and vanishing. And the reason why they will seem to disappear and vanish is because these are things, believe it or not, that you have created yourself. They're not real. Much like Dorothy and the Tin Man that Albert just spoke about, and the lion and the scarecrow, they didn't realize. They thought they didn't have a heart or courage or a brain, knowledge. They thought they didn't have any of these things. The wizard didn't give them any of these things. What the wizard did was the wizard gave them awareness that they had them already. This is what I'm trying to do for you. I'm trying to show you all that you already have all of these traits that you want. You just aren't aware of it. After this course and after practicing the techniques that I've outlined and the helpful hints that I've outlined, my hope is that you understand that the reason why you are closer than you realize is because in reality you're already there and you just don't know that you're already there. And because you don't know, you're not looking for it. And because you don't look for it, you don't see it. That's the real sadness, and that's the real tragedy with self-esteem and self-confidence and with everybody who isn't enjoying the life that they deserve to be enjoying. That is what really matters. You all already have every single thing that you need to be happy. You have every single thing you need to be joyous and to have enough wealth and all the wealth that you could possibly ever want. You don't see yourselves as having it, and that is the crime, and that is the true sadness. And that is why I want you to push yourselves to do these exercises, because above anything else, they will allow you to discover all of this within yourself. Okay. How do you stop another listener who didn't want to identify themselves for whatever reason, which is fine, asks, how do you stop the negative dialogue? Well, you replace it with positive dialogue. I've given many, many examples throughout this course on how to do that. The protocol for directed manifestation, pretty much any of the helpful hints, use them, practice them every single day. The more time you spend on these exercises, the less time you have to think negatively. You naturally will train yourself away from thinking negatively and towards thinking positively. A great way to augment that is to use Eden Energy Wave Dynamics and the Quantum Confidence and Self-Esteem recording as well. But especially the Eden Energy Wave Dynamics, along with those, like those two recordings, are particularly good at quieting those voices. But if you do these recordings along with these exercises, the ones that resonate with you, and the protocol for directed manifestation from a previous class, you will be blown away, because essentially these negative thoughts come from taking time to think them a lot. As you practice the helpful hints, the exercises, and the protocols that I've outlined in this course, you will find that you have less and less time to think negatively, because you are spending more and more time forcibly thinking positively. Throughout the experience, you will find that by a natural consequence, you will start thinking positively more and more and more. This is a natural consequence of thinking positive. Thinking negative has the natural consequence of developing all the negative thinking. It's all very natural. It's all very straightforward. You just have to start practicing. By practicing, it will happen. Period. You just have to spend the time. Okay. For people on the web, write your question in and press submit. I will get to it. For people on the phone, *2 lets me know you're there. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you just want to say hi and wish everybody out there a wonderful holiday, that's a great thing to do too. So *2 for those of you on the phone. Just type your question if you have one, or a comment, or your good wishes in on the web, and I will read those as well. So let's go to the web, as I see the telephones are a little dead at the moment. Jane in Portsmouth, UK. What can you do if you know what you need to do but do not act on things? Okay, Jane, what you do is you practice. You practice the helpful hints and the protocols that we've outlined in the course, because these will help you to take action. These will change the way you think, and by changing the way you think, it will change the way you act as well. Right now, it's your thinking that needs changing. It's not the acting part. Once we change your thinking patterns, everything else will fall into place. So do the protocol for directed manifestation in the previous courses, or sorry, previous classes. Do the helpful hints that resonate with you. You guys have to stick with these things, okay? If you stick with them, you will find over time they will work for you, period. There is no negative answer here. It will always work for you. You have to push yourself to stick with it, though. It's like anything else. You know, I know lots of people who are addicted to cigarettes, and I tell them, you know, when you had that first cigarette, I bet you coughed your guts out. You maybe even threw up or felt like throwing up. And yet, you stuck with it. And you kept doing it, you kept doing it, and now you're a pro. Now you can smoke with the best of them. There you go. You stick with things that are bad for you, why not stick with something that's good for you? Okay? That's also a great way to quit smoking. Have an understanding that that's what's going on. Understand that actually, it wasn't an easy thing to learn how to do. And it may not be an easy thing to learn how to undo. But if you stick with it, you know it will work. Hey, you know, people who are smokers out there, you know you stuck with the smoking and now you're a pro. So you know it works. My philosophy is to look at the world around us, is to look at people and look at what works. The greatest models for what work in our personal lives and in our social lives are bad habits. How did we develop this bad habit? How did we develop this crummy thing? How did we develop that crummy thing? And then what I do is I take that method, exactly the same method, and I input positive ends instead. That's why these systems work. That's why you can help yourself, because I am not inventing anything here. I am taking something that is time-proven through the millennia. The only thing is they've been proven on how they hurt us and how they program us for bad. And I'm saying that if they can program us for bad, they can program us for good too. It's just a matter of changing the data that we're using. So that's what the philosophy is here. Let's change the way the input data, but use the same methodology. And you will be amazed at how much it changes everything around you. All right, we have another question. Is waiting for others to make the decision for you showing low self-esteem? Well, if the decision is yours to make, then yes, it does show low self-esteem. Sometimes, though, it's just being responsible. If you're waiting for your boss to decide whether you get that raise, well, then you can do certain things to help them make that decision, can't you? You can imagine, spend some time meditating with the recordings every day, imagining your boss giving you that raise or that promotion. There's always something that you can do to influence somebody else in their decision that has to do with you. If it is a decision that you need to make, but you are not making because you don't have self-confidence or you don't have enough belief in yourself, so you're waiting for other people to make it for you, then that's an issue. But again, follow the protocols, follow the helpful hints, find the ones that resonate with you. Practice, practice, practice. Everything in your life, look at what you're good at doing. If you're good at cutting food with a knife and a fork, there was a time when you didn't know what you were doing and you had to learn it. This is the same thing. Practice, practice, practice. Find what resonates with you and practice it, practice it, practice it. You will find that everything else will come together. This is nature. This is not me. This is not even anything particularly smart or brilliant. It is nature. It is how things work. Okay. We have another question or comment from somebody who chooses to remain anonymous, which is fine. Hopefully they're here to hear this, as I think some of you may have experienced this as well. Okay, using the program for 2 months. Lately, though, I have been getting very angry and want to rip my headphones off. I can't sit still, so I'm guessing something is pushing my subconscious, and I may not be ready for it consciously. There's a question mark there. I had to take a few days off from listening. I did try to lower the volume, but that didn't work. This happened once before. Just want to keep going, but the emotions are too much. Any ideas what to do? Well, you were right to try lowering the volume at first. Taking a few days off is also good. My suspicion is if this is a recent event, or if it's happened before, but there were periods where it wasn't having that kind of an effect, my guess is that you have some repressed issues that are trying to get their way to the surface. What I suggest you do is you can try, I hope you're still there. Are these effects, these negative effects occurring as a result of specific recordings and they don't happen with other recordings? Or is it basically happening with every recording? That has a lot to do with it. In either case, it's a great idea. If it's only specific recordings, you may want to lay off of those recordings for a little while. Only use the recordings that don't elicit that response. In either case, though, you're going to want to talk to someone you can trust. You have stuff coming to the surface. You need to discover this anger and you need to work through it. It's really important for you to work through it. Whether you never listen to these recordings again, it's important to me and to you that you get through these things. These are things that are holding you back. Simply by stopping listening and allowing these things back into your deep, dark subconscious, that's not going to help you. It may get rid of what you perceive as pain or discomfort right now, but it's not going to help you to move forward because these are things that are holding you back. Find somebody that you trust, whether that's a friend, a family member, a religious icon in your community, somebody that you respect, anybody that you respect, that you can chat with and you can get in depth with. Okay? You can discover what it is that's getting to you. Think of the thoughts that enter your head just before you start getting these feelings of anger. Try to relate. Try to think about what is it that's actually going on in my head when I get these feelings of anger. Am I getting discomfort first? Do I think of someone in particular? Do I think of a situation in particular? Do I think of a job or a person or a place or a thing? What am I thinking about? Look in depth and you will discover what it is that's trying to come to the surface. You do need to deal with it. If lowering the volume doesn't help, then you're going to need to talk to people. If you can't find someone to talk to, or even if you can, journaling will help you a great deal. Journaling will allow you to describe how you're feeling when you're running these sessions. By reading them over afterwards and by going into extreme detail with yourself, you will be able to identify what's going on. Once you identify what's going on, you will be able to realize that you're probably mostly over it already, and you'll be able to move on. But please don't let this difficulty stop you from getting over this. When you do, I believe you will find incredible benefits in your life. So please, the fact that you are getting these feelings is actually a sign that good changes are happening. If you need to take a break from the recordings while you journal and talk with friends, then do that. But don't leave these things to submerge themselves in your conscious again and continue to have bad effects for you. I hope that helps, and I hope to hear from you again. Okay, telephone calls, *2. I see a bunch of you out there. So far, no hands up. If you have something to say, again, season's greetings are very nice too. Sending nice energy to people is always a nice idea. *2. That will take care of that. Okay? If you have questions on the web, please type them and put them through, and I will get to them. So, we do have someone from Ottawa who would like to speak. I believe it is Chippo, but if I'm wrong, please correct me. You are on air.
All right,
it's Chippo.
Thanks. Chippo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I'm great, thank you.
Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, whatever else is going on this time.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy
Kwanzaa. Everything.
Yeah, thank you. This has been really good. I did that test thing, the questionnaire that you sent out.
Yes.
It was really interesting to see. I mean, when I did it initially, I wasn't going 100%. But today you say the 100%, you know, you are, you know, enjoy socializing and stuff like that. And I realized if I really looked at myself, some of the things were not as true as initially, because initially I wasn't going for 100%. I was going for improvement. So now what I realize is something to do with my own inner self that I have control over, I'm true. But something that I involve other people, for example, do I feel valued and needed? I realized that wasn't true. Before, in my own thoughts, it seemed like it was true, but when I really thought about it, no. So that was really a discovery that I found out that I was making up an opinion about what I thought people wanted from me and what I thought people valued me and needed me. But when I really look at that, it's like, not really.
Well, see, that's why it's so important to do these exercises and to write these things out, because people think, you know, off the top of their head, you know, our brains are incredibly powerful and wonderful tools. But we give them a lot more credit, or we give it a lot more credit than it's due in many cases. And when we write things down, it gives us a whole different perspective.
Exactly.
Than when we just think about it.
Uh-huh.
And you learn so much more about yourself from writing it down. And that's why it is just so important to do these exercises and write this stuff down and make charts and anything you can. And you will look at things and suddenly you'll discover things about yourself that you never realized. And when you have a better understanding of yourself, it will make changing and enjoying your life and being more successful that much easier.
Exactly. Like when he says, you know, I make friends easily. Well, you know, it's like, what am I classifying as friends? When I look at it, I go, you know what, I don't really have friends. To me, a friend is someone that I really hang around with, I can say anything to, and, you know, they accept me for who I am. And when I look at people that I have, what I call friends, they're not really that. They're like acquaintances, much more so than friends. So
it's funny though, because a friend can be someone that you have a nice conversation with for 20 minutes, and you never see them again. It depends on your definition, right? So maybe you're talking about really, really good friends. Maybe you're talking about a desire. Maybe what you want is to have friends that you can open up with and speak like this with. So maybe one of your goals in your action plan should be something about developing a situation, a circumstance, where you can now develop relationships like that. Do you see how you kind of discover through the writing and everything else? Now you're discovering things that you value and things that you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
So because of that, now you have an idea. And I'll tell you something. I guarantee you, now that you've actually discovered something that you want, if you do an action plan, you will start getting people just like that attracted to you.
Yeah, I will. I started doing my map as you were talking, so I'm going to make a map for that. That's good.
Excellent.
Yeah, another couple of comments. One is the gentleman that just spoke. I mean, I hear what he's saying because I went through that. I don't know if you remember when I talked about that pain I had there, that release. Yeah,
yes.
It seems like when I listen to some of the recordings, they actually help to bring stuff up. But if I'm afraid, then I will go back and lock it up. But if I give it permission to release, it really wants to be released. It doesn't want to stay there anymore. It's like I had locked this up in prison, and it's going, hey, let me out of here. I want out of here. That's why it's coming out. So that's how I deal with my stuff when it comes up. Yeah, different negative emotions come up because they want to get out.
Yeah. Well, you can be grateful for them. Again, they identify themselves, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
why they're coming out. It might hurt, but it doesn't hurt as much as the damage it causes by staying where it is.
Exactly. Yeah, and I find the one that I listen to is the alpha. The alpha sound, just for me, it helps to calm. I mean, things still happen, they don't go back, but it's not so, it takes away that that intensity that was there. Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons why we offer the extra recordings, too. It's because people, I was talking about this on one of the other calls, that you need to develop your own listening protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I give a listening protocol as a starting point, but it's actually designed that people will develop their own preferences in certain cases and situations.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, everything is developed perfectly for you, by you. Because again, what do I know? I don't know anything here. The only thing I know is that I can create a situation where you will have the tools you need to create what you need to help yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the only help I can be here. So that's why I do what I do. I want to give people the tools so they can figure it out for themselves and then move forward. Because ultimately,
I've created.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I've created my own listening protocol, which changes. it doesn't stay exactly the way I created, but it's changed. Sometimes I might say, okay, I'm going to listen to this, and then something happens, and I have to switch and get something, maybe something milder than than whatever it is that I was going to listen to.
But in the end, you adjust depending, like you've been listening for a while now, so you have this gut feeling, if you will, saying, well, today I'm going to listen to Alpha, you know, the extended Alpha Flight. Maybe tomorrow you say, I want to listen to, you know, Quantum Confidence and Self-Esteem. Maybe today or this afternoon I want to hear this Triliminal. You get this kind of almost an instinct for what you want to hear at
exactly.
the time.
Yes.
And you trust that, and you're doing the right thing. And that's what I'm hoping most of you end up doing, is trusting your instincts for what you need, because different days you're going to have different needs. So trust yourself, you know, and this plays to your self-confidence too. When you start trusting yourself, you'll notice that actually it is working better for you. And that has got to help your self-confidence and self-esteem, because now you know what you're doing. You know that what you're doing is actually helping you. You're actually making good decisions for yourself.
So I like that. Now, the only question I have, you know, that sleep.
Yeah.
What do I expect from that? Because I seem to get really charged when I play it. I'm lying in my bed. I'm going, okay, it's time to sleep, so I'm going to play this. And I just like, quing. It's like I've taken some adrenaline, you know.
How loud do you
listen? I don't know. I'm sorry?
How loud is it when you're listening?
I've done it very low, and I've done it really high.
And it doesn't matter. Okay.
No,
well,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, Good Night Sleep Well is actually designed as a long-term retraining session for your sleep pattern. How is your sleep generally without it?
I sleep well. You know, I get up to go to the washroom, but I go right back to sleep.
When you wake up in the morning, do you feel well rested?
Sometimes not.
But most of the time?
Most of the time, yes. I tend to sort of, you know, I want to take another 5 minutes. I want to take another 5 minutes and never really get out of bed the time I said I would get out of bed.
Right, but when you do actually get out of bed, how do you feel? Like within a few minutes of getting out of bed?
I can't say I'm ready to go. I'm jumping for joy. Not really. I'm slow. I'm slow.
Well, I would say, and you're not using headphones, right?
I am.
You are using headphones?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I would suggest trying it at a really low volume without headphones.
Without headphones, okay.
Yeah, Good Night Sleep Well is designed to retrain your sleep pattern. Many people use it as a sleeping pill. You know, I can't sleep, so I listen to this. I listened to it, I guess, a month ago in the middle of the day, and I slept for 7 hours afterwards. You know, so for some of us, it can work as a sleeping pill, but it's not really designed like that. It's designed to be used over the span of months, like 4 to 6 months. And what it does, and then to even use it once in a while just as a maintenance, it's designed to retrain your sleep pattern into a healthy pattern. For some of us, though, hey, if it energizes you, then those times when you need energy, maybe you listen to it during the day.
I'll sleep better at night if I do it during the day then.
Maybe. Give that a try. Maybe you're better off listening to Neural Synergy or Schumann Resonance or something when you go to sleep.
Right, yeah. Those I'll just, you know, if I'm falling asleep, I'll fall asleep with them playing, yeah.
Yeah, because remember, everybody is different, right? So your reaction, although unusual, doesn't really surprise me because it happens. I use digital coffee sometimes, and I fall asleep, and I have the most beautiful naps after digital coffee. You know, for an hour or two, and then I wake up, and I'm totally energized. So, you know, properly engineered entrainment will literally give you what you need. I'm not saying that, you know, at 12 o'clock midnight you needed to wake up, right? But, you know, maybe what you need is to use this at a different time of the day.
Right.
Because for you, Go ahead, sorry.
I might try it without the headphones. I think that might.
Yeah, definitely try it without headphones.
Yeah.
You can use it with headphones, but it is designed to be listened to at a very quiet volume, very subtle volume, and without headphones.
Okay. I'll do that and see what happens.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Okay, sure.
But remember, it's supposed to be listened to over time. It's not like a lot of people get instant effects, but some people don't, and that's okay.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, my pleasure. Anything else you'd like to share right now or ask?
No. I think I'm good. I sent you an email, so.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to answer that when I get to my emails afterwards.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much, Chipo. I thank you for joining us and for sharing. And if you have anything else you'd like to say around the end here, feel free. I would like to just repeat that for those of you on the phone, if you have any questions, *2. That's questions, comments, or just to spread some goodwill and cheer by saying hi. Okay? So feel free. For those of you on the web, just feel free to type your question or comment on the web, and we will go from there. Comment from the web from Lena in Toronto. You explain things so well, that's why we do not have questions. Thank you. Well, Lena, thank you for waking up long enough to say that. I appreciate it. That's very nice of you. We do have a question or comment from somebody in La Belle Provence, that is Quebec in Canada, for those of us listening in other countries and in the United States. You will be on the air. Okay, I'm not sure. Here we go. You disappeared for a second, but you're back now. You are open. Please say hello and your comment or your question, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, no problem. You sound great.
Wonderful. Hi. This is George from Montreal.
Hi, George.
How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. How are you?
All right, thanks. So a couple of things. I wanted to contribute to this finally. I was the guy writing in online for the first couple of sessions. So number one on the agenda is just to say thank you. I must say that I've been living a hectic lifestyle. I've been working and doing a master's degree at the same time, and I haven't gotten the knack of having the protocol down pat. But the only thing I've been doing consistently are the triliminals. I was, for a while, falling asleep beautifully to the triliminals. I figured it would be a perfect way to end the day. You know, you're this, you're that, you attain all your goals.
Sure.
It was like, you know, falling asleep almost with a smile on my face. So even that, like just a sliver of the program, it seems to be working great, and I can't wait to, you know, hit Christmas vacation and finally get some free time to get a real pattern going and see what the rest of it can do.
I'm looking forward to hearing your results, too, when
yeah.
you do have the chance to get to know them better. The nice thing about the triliminals is I do incorporate a brainwave entrainment system in there as well.
Okay.
So you are getting benefits of the entrainment along with the triliminals. So don't feel like you're only getting, you know, quote unquote, the spoken word aspect. You are getting the entrainment aspect as well. Now,
okay.
keep in mind with the speaking, it is not as strong because it is getting in the way of the actual entrainment process. However, they are specially designed tones to be used specifically with spoken word.
Okay.
So you will get better. You are still getting benefits of entrainment right along with the positive messages that are being fed to you as well.
Okay. Second thing, I'll share with you that this is almost a bit of an exercise in battling my lifelong perfectionism. I got to say, I came back from this yoga workshop thing, so I think I have no idea what you said in the first two some odd hours, and I normally be like, oh, I can't contribute. I'd feel so out of place, but I'm like, you know what? This is the last thing. I have to say hi one way or another and, you know, forget it, barge in anyway, and show my appreciation.
Well, that's very nice. You're appreciated.
Yeah.
And remember, you will get a link to download this afterwards, and you'll be able to download the whole course, as a matter of fact, as will all of you, and you'll be able to listen at your leisure. And once again, feel free to hit pause a million times when you find something that resonates with you and write it down. Because that's part of the course, believe it or not. You know, once again, I could have given you guys a book to go along with this, but I really don't think that would have helped you.
Okay.
I think we need to take responsibility for our own growth and our own development, and part of that process is, you know, finding the things that you resonate with and then writing them down and practicing them. You know, taking the actual physical effort to write and to practice will take time away from the negative, you know, influences in your life.
Right.
And you will find just by doing those, like you say, you're going to sleep listening to the triliminals, that's a nice way to end the day. If you can get up a little bit earlier and listen to the triliminals first thing in the morning, too, you may find that starting your day with a positive, you know, input like that might show you quite a large difference as well. Even if, you know, the triliminals last about half an hour. So if you set your alarm, say, for half an hour before, you know, a lot of alarm clocks have dual alarms now.
Right.
So you can set one for, say, 40 minutes before you wake up, and then another one, which is your regular time, and throw on the triliminal, and then just go back to sleep while you're listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you may find that that's a nice way to start your day, too.
Yeah.
That's one of the traits of the protocol for directed manifestation, is we write down our affirmations three times each when we go to sleep. And first thing we do when we wake up, we do that as well. It puts you into a whole different mindset. You know, just making that little bit of effort, the little bit of writing, the little bit of listening, it changes so many things in your life. You know, we don't understand the actual, you know, I don't know if this is the right term, but let's call it the physiology of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And how we think reflexively affects our day. So when you wake up in the morning, depending on how you feel, what you're thinking about at the breakfast table, all these things influence how your day is going to go. So if you start your day off with a whole slew of positive reinforcement, it only stands to reason that your day is going to be that much better. And when things happen that get in the way of your good time during the day, you'll probably find that you'll have a much easier time bouncing back from these negative influences,
right,
and dealing with them as well. So give that a shot if you have the chance to. And I'd love to hear back from you, whether in an email or maybe on one of our monthly calls.
Okay.
To hear what kind of results you get.
I look forward to, yeah, definitely doing some cleanup, physical, mental, and spiritual over the holidays
excellent,
getting around to that. Let me ask you some actual meat here. And sure. You may have covered it again after my admission of not having followed the first 2 hours.
Not a problem.
You covered. I'll just one little nuance of this whole aspect of that hits home with myself. I wonder how easy it is to make like leaps of faith into unknown areas. For instance. I was like, I've been studying for my master's degree, I've been at the same training job at Pratt & Whitney for many years. And, over there, like, it's an okay job, but it's, you know, contracted out, and there's, you know, everyone that was part of my team, grumbles about the no benefits and this and so on and so forth.
Right.
So everyone grumbles about it. But at the same time, you know, having stayed there for a while, I developed, you know, a lot of a richness of experience. I had a lot of high profile, opportunities, and it's like I worked long hours and whatnot. It's like I derived confidence from that job, even though it was like, you know, quote unquote a chump's job for the pay and so on and so forth. But it's like now I just had like dinner with a teacher of mine who wants to hire me for his expanding company, and it's very exciting.
That sounds
for
pretty
now.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm just concerned. It's like if I pull away from the tried and true. Would it, you know, like, if it's natural to have some sort of confidence crisis, because even if it's, like, sort of miserable and a chump's job, I guess it rewarded me for giving me the confidence that I was otherwise lacking. And I find this, like, leap of faith thing, you know, a repetitive theme, because I'm, like, at work there's this pretty cute girl, and I'm, like, I have a meeting with her tomorrow, and it's her last day, and...
Right.
And I'm like, okay, should I do something with her, whatever?
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you like to ask her out? First thing that enters your head. Okay, I want you to think of a tree.
Yeah.
In the middle of an island. You're imagining a tree in the middle of an island right now.
Okay.
And imagine the breeze flowing. And you can feel it on your face and on your legs because you're wearing a bathing suit, of course, because you're on a nice warm island.
Yeah.
Okay. And. Do you want to ask this girl out, yes or no, quick?
Yeah.
There you go. Ask her out.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great
No, there's no fun. There's no nothing. Your gut instinct, your heart wants to ask her out. Look, if you ask her out, and this works for ladies too, okay? If you want to go out with someone and they're not asking you, and you want to ask them, ask them. I'll tell you something. Yeah. If they say no, it's the same thing as you not going up to them and asking them. Exactly the same. You have nothing to lose by going up and asking someone. Absolutely nothing to lose. If you don't go up to them, you'll be questioning yourself for the rest of your life.
Could this
have been the one? Okay? So there's no buts about this. Now, as far as the job is concerned, okay, this is someone who's starting a new business, correct?
Yeah, they've been two people have been working independently. They joined forces. It's like, we have so much work. We need people to expand, and we'd only be six people. This is a very high potential startup there.
What is it about this that scares you?
Well, in both cases, what if something happens? There's a demand, a brand new demand on me that I don't know how to react to. Whether
you ask
for the work,
that you
like
learned.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you learn something new, big deal. You're in school, right? You've been learning new things the whole time. When you started this job, this other job that you're kind of in a bit of a rut with because you're comfortable with it,
even though
it's a go-nowhere job, you at least enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
So you have a bit of a comfort zone there, and that's what's holding you back. You have to decide right now one very simple thing. Am I happy earning what I'm earning, and would I be happy earning this for the rest of my life?
Oh, hell
no. If the answer is yes, and if the answer is this job is that interesting that it would hold my attention for the rest of my life, then go for it and stay there.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you open yourself up to new challenges, there's a little bit more risk there, but think about it. You're going into a new possibility of a new job, learning new things which will increase your skill set. You've already learned other things. Remember my example through the seminar, you may not have heard it, about how nervous we are when we learned how to drive a car.
Yeah.
That's just what learning is about. We're always a little nervous when we come across something new.
Yeah,
but you learn how to drive, so you learn how to do this too. The other thing is think of the potential of being one of six people in a growing company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you can go, but I have established company here. Well, established companies lay people off all the time.
Right.
Because business falls off. Your managers and vice presidents want more money. So that's how they make more money in economies where things are a little tight.
Yeah.
I want a raise. What's the best way to get a raise? Well, let's skim a little fat out of the company.
Hmm.
They're not going to skim vice presidents out, so they're going to skim grunts.
Mm-hmm.
Can you grunt for me? You see what I'm saying? Ultimately, you have to do what you are inspired to do. I'm not telling you to take this other job. I'm not telling you not to take this other job.
Yeah.
I think you need to learn as much as you can about this other job.
Right.
These people obviously have faith in you.
Yes.
It's obviously an opportunity. It's obviously something that will give you more responsibility and probably more stress too, but also more potential for a better future.
Yeah.
You need to ask yourself, similarly to how I talked you through this girl, what is your initial gut instinct? Forget the fear. Forget the trepidation. Forget all this other stuff. Do you want to do it or not?
Right.
That's the question. Fear goes away with practice and experience.
Yeah.
It's even exciting. Maybe what it really is you're excited by the opportunity. But because you're unfamiliar with this kind of excitement, you're interpreting it as fear.
Could be.
Turn yourself off because you're too quick to think everything's bad all the time.
Although I guess the crappy rationale is, what if I can't handle the challenge? Either with the girl.
So if you can't handle the challenge, you move on to something else.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what happens if you can't handle the challenge.
Yeah.
And other people seem to think you can handle the challenge. You think maybe low self-esteem might be getting involved here? Maybe you need to practice more of these exercises on a more regular basis.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, that's all I'm saying. There's a reason why you're on the call. There's a reason why you came back from yoga and said, you know what, I missed most of this call, but I still need to get on.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you made those comments earlier on through typing on the website, too. Mm-hmm. You need to start giving yourself a little more credit. all these other people see things in you. You know, I mentioned during the class today that a lot of people think, like, have low self-esteem because they think other people have certain ways of believing who they are and what they are.
Okay.
In many cases, other people have nothing to do with it. It's all you.
Yeah.
But you think other people think these things. You know, other people have other things to think about more than you.
Seriously.
If somebody has faith in you, they're seeing something in you. Why shouldn't you see it in them? And why shouldn't you allow yourself to see it in yourself? It's okay to feel good about yourself. Forget this political correctness crap.
Yeah.
Where you're not allowed to think anything good about yourself, otherwise people think you're high and mighty on yourself. That's a load of garbage. These people have faith in you. My instinct is telling me that you should trust your instinct and not trust what I believe you're misinterpreting as fear.
Fair enough.
You know, trust your gut here.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. I think your gut, I think I know what your gut's telling you. But I'm not going to say it because I don't want to take the chance of talking you into something you don't want to do. But I think I already know what you're going to do.
Yeah,
and congratulations and good luck with it. That's all I have to say.
All right.
So is there anything else that we can help you with or that you'd like to share?
That's about one thing I was scratching on the side of my head. Maybe it's worthwhile sharing with others. Sometimes I find it's a sticky world out there in the self-help biz, because what I think, and we had emails about this. Oh, would this work? Well, I'm already using this and that. And you said no, this should be pretty exclusive. Don't use this other stuff. It's like this the self-help junkie mentality that if one product is good, then five products at the same time will help you go that much faster. And what's confusing is that, you know, everyone's joint venturing with everyone else. Here, have this, and here's $8,000 in products from all these other guys. And, you know, it does mix you up, you know.
Sure it does. Everybody wants a bonus. You know, even with our stuff, we're giving away, like, thousands of dollars worth of bonuses. And all through it is confusing people.
Yeah.
I tell people now, look, forget the bonuses, okay? Use the program.
Yeah.
Once you start getting a feel for the program and you start understanding how to use it, then you can start slowly incorporating the bonuses into the regime.
Yeah.
Okay? But until then, screw the bonuses. Put them aside. Well, everybody wants a bonus. You know what?
Yeah.
It's hysterical. I see, you know, Quantum Mind Power, Quantum Confidence selling with all these 30, 40 bonuses, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, am I cheapening my work.
Huh.
Each of my recordings is selling for like $750.
Uh-huh.
Boy, are you guys getting value. My lifetime of work has been narrowed down to $7.50 since the recording. Boy, do I feel cheap. That's all I can tell you.
Huh.
You know, so thanks for sharing that. I feel really cheap now. No, actually, the truth is, don't bother with the bonuses for now.
Yeah.
Okay? Use the regular recordings. Once you feel the urge, after you've used them at least for a few weeks,
yeah,
to try intermingling, you know, put one aside, add another one, try it here and there. Do that too. But give the systems a chance to be a system. That's why they're a system. They're designed
foundation
like that.
First and all the cherries on the top.
That's right. They're designed like that.
Yeah.
It's designed. Quantum Mind Power is a system. Quantum Confidence is a system. The bonuses are bonuses. At some point, I may create systems around some of these bonuses. But bonuses are independent recordings. They can be used with our systems, but it's always best to use the system as it's designed first.
Right.
Then, once you get a certain level of comfort with how to use it, what you want out of it, what you get out of it, then you start experimenting by adding the bonuses. But unfortunately, you know what? People don't want to buy something unless there's 5,000 other bonuses, because then they feel like they're getting more of value.
Yeah.
The problem is, with brainwave entrainment and with TMM systems, you're actually watering down the effects if you try to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
So first, stick with what you have for the main systems. Once you get comfortable and once you start getting an idea for what you're getting, or maybe you're not getting the results you want, then you start throwing in. Take out this, throw in that. Take out this, throw in that. add this, add that. You know, play around at that point to find what works for you. But first, try the system as it's designed. I have a lot of information, I've done a lot of research, and I have a unique understanding as to how brain chemistry affects attitude, learning, and various other aspects of human interaction and life.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of this. You know, before you throw caution to the wind and you throw everything into a drum, mix it all around and randomly pick out different recordings to listen to.
Yeah.
And then wonder why nothing's happening. You know, that's the funniest thing. Well, I've been listening to your system for a month now, nothing's happening. Well, tell me what you've been listening to. Well, I've listened to the Triliminals twice. That's listening to the system? Okay. Well, look, I'm happy to refund you, but if you actually listen to it the way I suggest, you may be surprised.
Yeah.
And more than 9 out of 10 times, people get back to me, silly me. You know, I listened to your recording once, and it didn't do anything for me. Oh, okay, so how old are you? 55? Okay. So a lifetime of screwing yourself around and one time didn't cure you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, here's your money back. You'd be surprised how people get it into their head that self-improvement stuff should be an instantaneous fix.
Yeah.
A lot
of
people
often marketed as such.
Yeah, well, I don't market it as such.
Okay.
I say within 6 minutes you'll feel something or things will start to happen. It doesn't even mean you're going to feel it. It just means things will start to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like you mentioned, you need to lay a foundation before you start building the floors on top.
Yeah.
You need to plant a seed. It needs to take root and push its way up before it breaks ground and before you see anything. It's the same way with brainwave entrainment. With some people, this happens really fast. With other people, it takes time. And if you're not willing to give something a chance, then you shouldn't bother buying anything in the self-improvement field. Because I'd like to know how many people out there have so many systems that they've never even given a chance to. They tried it a couple of times, and that's it. Then they move on to the next thing. Well, you know what? TMM recordings aren't going to help you either if you're only going to listen to them a couple of times.
All right. Well, speaking of systems, I think I've gotten everything out of my system.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us. And
thank you.
We'll hear from you again soon.
Yeah, I'd love to have another opportunity for sure.
Well, thank you very much for being there, and I hope and I believe that a lot of your comments and questions were probably very helpful for others, and not just people online, but now, but people who will be online at a later date downloading this and listening to it as a podcast. So thanks again.
All right. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Anybody else online who would like to ask any questions or make any comments, it is *2 to put up your hand. I have 2 more comments on the web, after which, if we have no more calls, I think I'm going to call it a night. It's almost 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and what I claimed at the beginning was going to be our shortest class is fast becoming one of the longest classes. Shows you what I know. Okay. We have Joe from Rochester has a couple of questions / comments. I finally thought of a question, Maury. I'm having great results from just using the TMM with just listening. Why should I put myself through these exercises you're discussing tonight? Will my results be magnified even greater? Well, Joe, you make a really good point. If you're getting everything you want out of the recordings just by listening without any additional effort on your part, then I guess you don't really need to do anything else. If you are having, on the other hand, certain self-esteem issues or confidence issues, then using these exercises will only help to solidify and make them better. If you don't have these issues, but some of the helpful hints or ideas have resonated with you, then maybe there's a way to make yourself even better than you are right now. And I suspect that if something is resonating with you, then definitely do it, because you'll find that things will be even better than you're experiencing right now. On the other hand, if you've listened and you've enjoyed what you've heard, but nothing really pushes your button, so to speak, then perhaps you're right, and perhaps you're already getting everything you need, believe me, there's lots of people who get everything they need just from listening. Others need a little help, need a little direction. So to answer your question, if you're happy, I'm happy. Keep listening the way you are, and continued good fortune. I'm very happy to hear that. Keep in mind, though, that you can magnify, as you say, the results. And you may want to try some of these things if, indeed, you are finding that you're resonating with them. Okay? You may find that you will get greater results. The last point that Joe is making from Rochester, New York, if you fall asleep while listening to Good Night Sleep Well and you wake up prematurely a few hours later, is it okay to use Good Night Sleep Well again to help you fall asleep again? Yes, it is. It's perfectly fine under those circumstances. I wouldn't use Good Night Sleep Well as a looped recording, but to use it to fall back asleep again after a few hours is more than fine. Not a problem at all. Okay, star 2, if you have any questions, comments, or just would like to say hello or wish people season's greetings, that's star 2 if you're on the phone. If you're on the web, just type your question. I'm going to be silent for about 30 seconds, and we'll see if we have anyone on the phone or any more questions on the web, at which point we will call it a course. Okay, I don't see any new callers, and I don't see any new notes on the web. So, I guess this brings to a close the TMM, Quantum Mind Power, Quantum Confidence series, six-part webinar series on developing self-esteem and self-confidence. I'd like to invite everybody who listens to this, whether it's recorded or live, to continue to practice all of the tricks, traits, exercises, and protocols that we've discussed throughout this six-week course that you resonate with. Because the fact that you resonate with them proves to you that there is value for you. So please, just because the course is over now is no reason to stop practicing these exercises. And it's no reason to stop developing an even higher sense of self-esteem and self-confidence in yourself and in people around you and in the world around you. I welcome comments and questions from anyone and everyone through my email at maury@quantum-mind-power.com. I welcome everybody to download all the recordings and keep them and listen to them whenever they need to feel inspired, and whenever they need a little reminder as to things that they can do to help themselves to be a little bit happier and to feel better about themselves. Thank you for listening. I'm Maury Zelkovich. Good night.